All right, so today we're gonna dive into someone I think a lot of people are gonna be familiar with, Lacey Chabert.
Oh, yeah.
And this is kind of an interesting one because the material that we're looking at is from Christian Culture News, and so it's kind of got a particular lens on her career.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
a pretty comprehensive look at her career. And I mean, it goes all the way from her early days as a child actor,
Right.
all the way to kind of her more recent focus on films that reflect her personal faith.
Yeah.
So, I think the goal here is to really understand,
Okay.
what are the key milestones in her career? And importantly, I think, what were the motivations behind the choices that she made?
Okay.
And we're going to do that by drawing on this piece that you shared.
Yeah. So, it kicks off by highlighting her early fame as Claudia Salinger in Party of Five. Now, I think for a lot of us, that's where we first encountered her. You know, that was kind of a real breakout role for her. So clearly kind of a springboard to a successful career.
Absolutely. I mean, what's so fascinating there is just how, at such a young age,
Right.
she demonstrated a real ability to connect with audiences.
Right.
I mean, if you think about Party of Five, it dealt with some pretty heavy themes.
Yeah.
And her portrayal of Claudia, it really resonated with people.
Yeah.
And, I think that set the stage for a career that has really been built on this idea of likability and relatability.
Yeah, and that relatability seems to have been really key to her just incredible success on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh,
I mean, they dubbed her the Hallmark Queen in the article. So,
exactly.
I mean, that kind of says it all. But what do you think made her such a good fit
Well, I
for
mean,
that whole brand?
if we kind of connect this back to the bigger picture, Hallmark movies, especially the Christmas ones,
Right.
really tap into this deep desire for comfort and nostalgia,
Yeah.
right?
Like we
They offer this very predictable
Yeah.
but comforting
Yeah.
narrative arc.
Yeah.
And I think Lacey Chabert just embodies that genuine warmth
Yes.
that aligns perfectly with that. I
Yeah.
mean, she's able to portray characters that just feel like someone you would genuinely want to spend time with
Yeah.
during the holidays.
Yeah. And the article sort of lists out the, the key ingredients
These
of
are.
these Hallmark Christmas movies. You're right. Heartwarming stories, charming characters,
Gotta have those.
the guarantee of a happy ending, usually a little bit of a romance in there,
Of course.
and just that kind of, spirit of the holidays.
Plenty of festive cheer.
Yeah, so it's like a reliable dose of cozy entertainment.
Exactly.
So, I mean, why do you think that formula is just so enduringly popular?
Well, I think it raises a really interesting question about the role of predictable narratives in our lives. In a world that often feels really chaotic and uncertain,
Right.
there's a real comfort in knowing how a story is going to unfold,
Yeah.
especially during a time that can be emotionally charged,
Right.
like the holiday season.
Right. Yeah.
So I think these movies offer kind of a safe space, and Chabert's presence just reinforces that feeling of warmth and security
Yeah.
that people are seeking.
And she's been in a lot of them.
She has, yeah.
And I think a lot of these titles are going to be familiar to our listeners.
Absolutely.
They list out a few. A Royal Christmas, Christmas Waltz, Christmas in Evergreen, Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good list.
So, what do you think, looking at those titles, what do they tell us about her appeal in that genre?
Well, I mean, looking at those titles, you see some recurring themes,
Yeah.
right? We got romance, often with a touch of fantasy.
Right.
Think a royal Christmas there.
Right.
Personal growth, like in Christmas Waltz.
Yeah.
And then the importance of home and family, right? Time for us to come home for Christmas. And I think what Chabert does consistently is she portrays characters who are navigating these really universal experiences
Right.
with a lot of grace and optimism.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what draws viewers in.
Yeah, and the article really kind of hits the nail on the head when it talks about why she resonates with Hallmark audiences. And they talk about her knack for playing these really likable, relatable characters who are often kind of figuring out love and their own path during the holidays. And it's that warmth and that relatability that keeps us coming back.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed any kind of consistent traits in the characters that she plays?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's interesting is her ability to convey this vulnerability alongside strength.
Right.
Her characters, they face challenges.
Right.
But they approach those challenges with a fundamental goodness.
Yeah.
And a belief in the possibility of a happy resolution.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that inner strength combined with this really approachable demeanor.
Yeah.
Makes her characters feel both aspirational and down to earth at the same time.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's not always smooth sailing for these characters.
Oh, of course not. No. There's got to be some conflict.
The article talks about how they often have to overcome obstacles.
Right.
And they have to really kind of tap into that resilience and that belief in the holiday spirit to kind of make it through.
Yeah. And I think those challenges provide a really great opportunity for the audience to root for her characters.
Yeah.
Right. We see them navigate difficulties and ultimately triumph.
Yeah.
And that really reinforces those positive messages that are so central to the Hallmark brand.
Right.
Right. It's about showing that even when things get tough, there's always hope, especially during the holidays.
Right. And there's also this idea that she's kind of become part of this Hallmark family of actors that we look forward to seeing year after year.
Yeah.
It's almost like a holiday tradition in itself.
Right.
So how important do you think that sense of familiarity is to the whole Hallmark viewing experience?
Well, I think if we connect this back to the bigger picture of how we consume media, familiarity can be incredibly comforting.
Right.
And I think in the case of Hallmark, viewers develop a relationship not just with the individual stories, but with the actors who consistently deliver that specific type of feel-good content.
Right.
So seeing those familiar faces like Lacey Chabert, it really enhances that sense of tradition and reliability that a lot of people associate with the channel.
Now, the article takes a really interesting turn when it starts talking about her move into faith-focused films.
Yeah.
And it really kind of connects that to her personal Christian faith.
Right.
And this idea that she wants to connect with audiences on a more profound level.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this transition for her?
Well, I think it raises an important question about the intersection of personal beliefs and professional choices, especially in the entertainment industry.
Right.
I think what the article highlights here is a desire for more meaningful storytelling, right? Moving beyond those typical romantic narratives to explore themes that resonate with her own faith and her own values.
Right.
So I think it really speaks to this desire for her work. To have a deeper impact.
Right. And it's not just about taking on different kinds of roles, but also about actively using her platform to share positive messages.
Right.
To portray characters that offer inspiration and upliftment to viewers.
And I think what's really interesting here is the intentionality behind it.
Yeah.
You know, the article really emphasizes her desire to use her visibility in a way that aligns with her personal convictions.
Right.
To connect with an audience that shares those values.
Right.
And is looking for films that offer that kind of encouragement and sense of spiritual connection.
Yeah, and they point out that her faith has really become a guiding principle in her career decisions.
Yeah.
You know, she's specifically aiming to reach that audience that's looking for these faith-driven narratives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And the article notes that this isn't an isolated phenomenon.
Right.
Right. We're seeing this growing recognition within the industry of a significant audience for faith-based content. So her move really reflects this broader trend of catering to that demographic. And I think it suggests a pretty savvy understanding of both audience demand and her own personal brand.
Yeah. And the kinds of stories that she's now getting involved with sound pretty different from the typical Hallmark fare.
You do, yeah.
And they talk about how these newer works often delve into these themes of redemption, forgiveness, love within a spiritual context.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's a shift towards a different kind of emotional depth.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. While Hallmark movies often center on that journey to romantic love.
Right.
And overcoming external obstacles.
Yeah.
These faith-focused films, they tend to delve more into these internal struggles, spiritual growth, and the role of faith in navigating life's bigger challenges and finding a deeper meaning.
Yeah. So they give us a couple of examples.
They do.
To illustrate this.
Yeah.
Starting with The Color of Rain.
Right.
And they point out that that film is based on a true story, which I think often lends it even more weight for people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know that something is based on a true story.
Right.
It often adds this extra layer of emotional resonance.
Yeah. So what did they highlight about
it? So they highlighted these really powerful themes of grief, love, and personal transformation.
Yeah.
And how these themes are very deeply intertwined with a strong spiritual foundation.
Yeah.
So it's not just portraying faith as a belief system.
Right.
But as this active force in healing.
Yeah.
And finding hope.
Yeah.
In the face of pretty profound loss.
Right. So it sounds like her portrayal in that film really encourages people to think about their own beliefs.
Yeah.
And the importance of community when you're going through tough times.
It's definitely.
It's less about the lighthearted romance right. and more about these kind of serious life events.
Yeah, I think the article really positions her performance as one that invites that kind of reflection
yeah.
on these deeper questions.
Yeah.
And underscores the significance of both faith and communal support
yeah.
in weathering life's storms.
Yeah, and the second example that they give is Christmas in Mississippi.
All right.
Now, I gotta say, with a title like that,
yeah, I mean,
right, think Hallmark.
Right, it's got the familiar ring to it.
Another Hallmark Christmas movie.
Exactly, yeah, totally.
But they point out that even within that setting,
mm-hmm.
there are these underlying themes of faith and community that are really prominent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not just about those romantic entanglements and all the festive cheer, right?
Right. So it's about how shared faith can actually bring people together
yeah.
and provide strength,
mm-hmm.
especially when a community is facing some kind of adversity.
Yeah. I think it's really about that idea of unity and resilience
yeah.
rooted in these shared beliefs.
Right. And then kind of switching gears to her personal life.
Okay.
They mentioned that she was raised in a Christian household.
Right.
In Purvis, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And that upbringing has had a big impact on her.
Yeah.
So how do you see that background shaping her career choices?
Well, you know, what I find so fascinating is just how consistently
yeah.
her professional choices seem to align with those personal values.
Right. Yeah.
It suggests that her faith isn't just some superficial aspect of her life,
right.
but it's this deeply held conviction that guides her decisions,
right?
Particularly when it comes to the kinds of stories that she wants to be a part of
right.
and the messages that she wants to convey.
Yeah, and they connect this back to her decision to pursue family-friendly projects.
Right.
You know, particularly that extensive work with Hallmark
mm-hmm.
as a way to promote these positive messages and wholesome themes.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting
yeah.
because it implies that her commitment to Hallmark wasn't solely driven by career ambition.
Right.
But also this desire to be involved with projects
yeah.
that resonate with her values
yeah.
of love, family, and you know, navigating moral dilemmas in this really uplifting way.
Right.
So it suggests this degree of intentionality in building a body of work
right.
that she can be proud of on a personal level.
Yeah. So whether it's a Hallmark romance or a faith-based film.
Right.
It seems like there's this through line of her yeah. convictions kind of informing her career.
Yeah, absolutely. The article paints this picture of an individual who isn't just acting roles,
right,
but actively curating a career
mm-hmm.
that reflects those core beliefs
yeah.
and allows her to connect with audiences on this
yeah.
deeper,
right.
more meaningful level.
Right. And now let's talk about her connection with her fans.
Okay.
The article describes her as having this really down-to-earth approach,
right.
particularly on social media,
mm-hmm.
where she shares these behind-the-scenes glimpses
yeah.
and even her motivations for taking on certain projects.
Right.
So how do you think that impacts her relationship with her audience?
Well, I think this kind of transparency
yeah.
can be incredibly powerful in building that loyal fan base.
Yeah.
You know, by sharing her motivations.
Yeah.
Offering insights into her choices,
yeah.
she allows fans to feel this stronger connection to her,
mm.
not just as an actress,
yeah.
but as a person
yeah.
with values that they can understand
right.
and appreciate.
Yeah.
So it really fosters a sense of community
mm-hmm.
around her work.
Right. And this kind of circles back to Hallmark's reputation for this content that's all about
yes.
love, mm. family,
right.
redemption,
right.
and how she's become so associated with that kind of storytelling.
Yeah.
She's almost like the face of it for many people.
Absolutely. I mean, her consistent presence.
Right.
And the positive associations that viewers have with her Hallmark roles
mm-hmm.
have definitely solidified her as this embodiment of those values.
Right.
On screen.
Yeah.
She's become this really trusted figure in delivering that kind of heartwarming entertainment.
Yeah, and they also point out that fans are drawn to her portrayal of these really wholesome characters
yeah.
who have a strong moral compass,
right.
and that this seems to carry over into the faith-driven projects as well.
Right.
So there's this consistency.
Right, exactly. I think there's a sense of authenticity
right.
that really resonates with her audience,
mm-hmm.
whether she's navigating a holiday romance
yeah.
or a more spiritually focused mm-hmm. narrative.
Yeah.
Her characters often exhibit this fundamental integrity that people really connect with and admire.
And they say that her emphasis on faith-based themes has actually strengthened that reputation as yeah. an actress with a strong moral compass.
Absolutely.
And that's led to a really dedicated following.
And I think that's key, right? By being open about her faith.
Right.
And choosing projects that aligned with that,
mm-hmm.
she's cultivated this really deeply loyal fan base
yeah.
who appreciates her sincerity and the values that she represents.
Yeah.
And that can be a really significant asset
yeah.
in a competitive industry.
Right. And they end this part by saying that, you know, this prioritizing of authenticity and integrity
mm-hmm.
really benefits her public image, but also kind of sets her apart.
Yeah.
In the industry.
I think that's right. In an industry that's often driven by trends,
yeah.
commercial pressures,
yeah.
having that clear sense of personal values, mm. professional integrity,
yeah.
can be a really powerful differentiator.
Right.
And I think it can lead to those more meaningful and lasting connections with an audience that shares those values.
Yeah. So looking ahead, the article kind of speculates about the direction of her career.
Right.
And they say that, you know, we'll probably see her continuing to explore that faith-oriented content.
Yeah.
Especially given its popularity and her connection to it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a logical next step.
Yeah.
Especially given everything she said about her motivations.
Right.
And, you know, the growing demand for that kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
So this could open up all sorts of new avenues for her.
Yeah.
To explore stories and characters that align even more closely with her beliefs.
Yeah, but it also reminds us that she has this huge foundation with her Hallmark Queen status.
Right, she does.
You know, and that yeah. provides a base for her future projects.
Right.
And maybe even leading to some more
yeah.
diverse or innovative roles.
Yeah, she's got that built-in audience with Hallmark.
Right.
And as the network itself evolves
yeah.
and maybe explores a wider range of themes, mm-hmm. there could be these interesting opportunities for her
yeah.
to take on roles that kind of blend those familiar romantic elements
right.
with these deeper, more nuanced narratives.
Yeah.
Maybe even touching on some of those faith-based themes
right.
in a more integrated way.
Yeah, and they bring up the possibility of her collaborating
right.
with filmmakers and writers
mm-hmm.
who share her faith and vision.
Yeah, and I think those kinds of collaborations
yeah.
can often be so fruitful.
Yeah.
You know, fostering that shared sense of purpose.
Right.
Allowing for a deeper exploration of themes and characters.
Right.
So working with like-minded creatives
yeah.
could really enable her to bring some even more meaningful stories
yeah.
to the screen.
Yeah, and it suggests that maybe there's this sweet spot for her career. Where
yeah.
she kind of balances that charm and romance yeah. that she's known for
right.
with these more profound faith-based themes.
Yeah, and finding that balance could really allow her to leverage that existing appeal
oh, right.
while also delving into this more substantive content.
Yeah.
So potentially attracting an even wider audience
right.
who appreciates both right. the heartwarming entertainment and the stories with deeper meaning.
Right. So they end their look at her future by mm-hmm. saying that it will be fascinating to see how she navigates these opportunities
yeah.
and what new roles kind of await her.
Right.
So it seems like she's at a really interesting and potentially impactful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, she has this really strong foundation built on years of successful work.
Right.
And now she seems to be very consciously steering her career.
Right.
In a direction that really aligns deeply with her values.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how all that unfolds.
And finally, the article examines her influence on the film industry.
Okay.
And they talk about her significant impact, particularly through that longstanding work with Hallmark
right.
and her growing presence in these faith-based films.
Yeah, and I think her influence is undeniable,
yeah.
especially within those two
yeah.
distinct but kind of overlapping spheres.
Yeah.
They highlight how she's become this defining figure.
Mm.
In the world of romantic comedies.
Right.
For a huge audience.
Yeah.
Through these relatable characters
yeah.
and uplifting storylines
yeah.
on Hallmark.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that Hallmark Queen title
right.
really reflects her impact on that genre.
Yeah, and they say her influence extends beyond Hallmark
yeah.
into that increasingly prominent niche
yeah.
of faith-focused cinema,
right.
where she often portrays characters who navigate these challenges through a lens of Christian values.
Absolutely, and she's really contributing to that growing visibility
right.
and mainstream acceptance
yeah.
of faith-based narratives.
Right.
You know, her presence in these films helps to kind of validate and connect with an audience
yeah.
that's often underserved by mainstream entertainment.
Yeah, and they point out her role in promoting these positive narratives
yeah.
that emphasize moral dilemmas and personal growth.
Right.
You know, encouraging people to think about faith, love, and community.
And I think that's so crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not just providing escapism.
Right.
She's contributing to a landscape of storytelling.
Yeah.
That can offer hope and encouragement.
Right.
And a framework for considering these important values and beliefs.
Right. And they conclude by saying that this presence in both the Hallmark world
mm-hmm.
and the faith-based film arena
yeah.
allows her to connect with this really diverse audience, okay. inspiring them through that authenticity mm-hmm. and meaningful storytelling.
Yeah, by navigating these two
yeah.
kind of interconnected worlds,
right.
she's able to reach a wider spectrum of viewers
yeah.
and share messages
yeah.
that resonate on different levels.
Right.
Whether it's the comfort and joy of a familiar romance
yeah.
or the deeper inspiration mm-hmm. found in these stories of faith and resilience.
So wrapping up this look at the Christian Culture News article,
yeah.
it's clear that Lacey Chabert has had this really fascinating
chance.
And evolving career,
right.
moving from child star to Hallmark Queen,
mm-hmm.
and now making this real impact in the faith-based film world.
And I think the article really underscores how her journey really reflects her values.
Yeah.
And this commitment to connecting with a dedicated audience
yeah.
who appreciates
yeah.
both the heartwarming entertainment
right.
and the narratives that explore these deeper themes right. of faith and inspiration.
So she's definitely carved out this unique and influential space for herself
yeah.
in the industry.
Yeah. I mean, her career path is a great example
yeah.
of how someone can integrate those beliefs
yeah.
into their professional life
yeah.
and create work that really resonates
yeah.
with such a wide range of viewers.
So here's a final thought for our listeners to kind of chew on.
Okay.
You know, as you reflect on Lacey Chabert's career,
mm-hmm. what do you think is the future of faith-based storytelling
yeah.
in the mainstream media?
That's a big question.
And what role might actors like her play
mm-hmm.
in shaping that landscape going forward?
Mm-hmm.
It's something to ponder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long after our deep dive concludes.
Yeah. Food for thought.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
Into Lacey Chabert's career.
Always fun to chat about this kind of stuff.
And until next time, happy watching.
Yeah, happy watching, everybody.